morning, Pop Chasers, and happy February 22nd. You guys, I am joined by none other than Kaya Wilson, the Dip head of social. She runs Bravo While Black. She has a podcast. And honestly, she's just a great commentator to have. We had so much fun last time.
Like we do every time. And as I do every time, I want to thank you for inviting me because I have lots of opinions.
Yeah.
And I need somewhere to put them.
We have a lot to talk about. So just to give everybody a rundown of the things that we're going to discuss today, because I do have something I want to talk to Kaya about that I'm going to put her on the spot. She doesn't know. But before I get to that, we are going to talk Summer House. We are going to talk Euphoria finale predictions, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, what we want to see from the reunion, what we thought of Lisa Barlow's food truck party, and Love is Blind. We're going to touch on that. But before we get to all of that, we have a new feature on The Dip, which is community posts. So if you love Reddit, but you also don't love the type of people that go on Reddit, which can sometimes be a very toxic place. One time I accidentally found myself reading dating advice on Red Pill Reddit, which is just incels. And I was like, oh, this is not for me. The Dip has created a space for you to come and talk about your passions, whether it be Bravo or reality TV. Maybe it's talking about relationships or culture, whatever it is, celebrity news. You can do it on The Dip. There is a community post that Kaya recently shared that I have some questions about. And it was, how much time in advance do you need to get ready to go out?
Yeah. And my answer, I thought it was controversial, my answer, when you commented and said that you didn't need that much time.
Kaya said she needs 5 to 7 days, you guys.
I do need 5 to 7 days because just mentally, I need to prepare and gather myself. And then you know just as much as I know that I'm an outfit girl.
You are an outfit girl.
So then I need time to prepare the outfit. But more than that, I need to plan the day of and the day before. Mm-hmm. So I need 5 to 7 days. And like, there are people commenting that they need a few minutes. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Even if it's my own best friend of 13 plus years, I'm like, okay, I got to see you in a few hours, girl, because I just need some time.
I said I need about 1 to 2 hours. It depends on what it is. If it's a date if it's a date, I absolutely need at least, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's something fun about living on a whim when it comes to like dating, but no, I need at least a day for a date. And mm-hmm. if it's like with my friends and we're going out to dinner or grabbing drinks, like I honestly, if I've showered already that day, I need it 45 minutes max.
You are a get up and go girl. And I respect that, but I'm the opposite. Like I need it to be planned. Like the most spontaneous thing that I've done was go to a Dua Lipa concert the day of, but I still knew that I was going about a week before. The only thing spontaneous about it is that we got the tickets the day of. I just need time to just, it depends on who I'm going to be around, obviously. Sure. It depends on where we're going. Because if we're going to a brunch, then I need a few days. I need to go to sleep early so I can wake up early enough so I can get there before the mimosas, stop pouring. And if it's like a night out thing, I need time to plan my like nap around going out. So you can even ask my friends, I need a 5 to 7 day notice if you want to go somewhere with me.
I will say the one time that I would actually really need time to get like to prepare myself is if it's like hanging out with family. That's something I do need like a couple days to really just like emotionally prepare for. And then also I think like, if you're seeing like old friends that you haven't seen in a while, you kind of need to get into that headspace too. But I will say I am an outfit girl. So I do love to prep for outfits. Right. I sent Kaya and other friend of the pod, Sam Bush, birthday outfits like 3 weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. But birthday, that's different.
It's way different.
I am a Capricorn, as are you, although you're a December Capricorn. I'm a January Capricorn, but we love to plan. So mm-hmm. one of the things that, like, I love Astro Style, like ask the Astro Twins, and on their, like, about Capricorns, they say, we'll go nowhere without an itinerary. And that is me. So the biggest thing for me is on a whim, I still have to have a reservation for somewhere. I am not walking in without a resi.
I don't want to wait. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't have the time to.
No.
And I need the itinerary, and I also need the Wi-Fi password. Like, I have the Wi-Fi password for every spot that I'm used to going to. I have the Target Wi-Fi, the Publix Wi-Fi, like the brunch spots Wi-Fi just automatically connects to my phone. And if it's a new place, then I'm going to like look online and find the Wi-Fi password, like for sure. I got things to do.
You have things to do, and you are, I mean, you got to be posting wherever you are. You got
exactly. You have to be posting wherever I am, and also like just checking my email. And also when I get bored, I like to go and watch my shows. Yeah.
When the mimosas slow down, you're like, I got to open up Love is Blind and I got to catch up on this. You guys, if you want to get in on this conversation, go to thedip.com. You can use the promo code Queso. Now, I know I usually say use the promo code PopChaser and you get 50% off your annual subscription. You guys, Queso is going to give you 95% off, basically free. It's, I think, $3
for the
first year of using the Dip as a subscriber. So you can join in on this conversation. You can start your own conversations if that's something that you want to do. DM me on Instagram at Allison Piwo, and I will add you to the super exclusive list. Right. And soon enough, all subscribers will be able to start conversations. But just right now, as we are in the early stages of this, we want to just make sure that it's a safe space for everybody and everyone feels comfortable. So in terms of moderating it, we have a tight door. We're running a tight door, as they say at the club. So, but use promo code Queso. You guys, again, 95% off. That's incredible. $3 for the first year. You really can't beat it. Kaya, go.
And I just want to add, it's not just to, you know, start the community posts. Like, you're getting all access to the Dip. You're getting access to the events. You're getting access to our special giveaways. Like, we have a sub of the week giveaway. We have like a comment of the week shout out. Like, we have so many things going on at the Dip that, in addition to reading premium content and starting these conversations, that you just a VIP Dip member for 95% off. So if you have been thinking about it and you can't really swing it any other time, now is the time to do so. And I know that y'all are filing out taxes and it's that season. So you got $3 to spare.
Hell yeah. So we'd love to see you there. And if you are coming from Pop Chaser, just give us a shout out on that post about how many days you need to get ready, because I definitely would love to see your responses. So what else is there to talk about? Kaya, let's just get into it. I think we should start from Sunday and then move into Monday. So let's do Salt Lake City perhaps first. Let's get it out of the way. Okay. It's interesting you say it like that. It was kind of a bummer of a finale.
Yeah. This whole later half of the season, even though we had that iconic moment with Lisa Barlow, that is, you know, some people hated it. Some people loved
it. What moment is that?
Personally loved when she called her best friend a fucking whore who fucked half of New York.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so that one, it's controversial, but me personally, like, I loved it. And but after that, it's just like, you know. And then just after finding out about Jenny, and also just thinking about how close Jen Shaw's trial is, and now knowing that Mary Cosby is no longer on the cast, it's like you can't even enjoy what was, you know, happening during the season finale.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I did feel like, I mean, boy, did they try to cut Jenny out of that finale. They didn't even give her an update.
Yeah, she didn't deserve one. It was embarrassing.
You're right. She doesn't deserve one. But it was like kind of crazy, because I think this is like the unspoken rule, is like the biggest star gets the last little freeze frame of an update. And I was like, are they gonna put Jenny at the end? And then they didn't put her at all, and I was like, nice.
Don't you dare. Yeah, I'm gonna wait until maybe the reunion to address everything.
Yeah. And I think that, I don't know if you told me this or somebody else did, that they are going to show the women like confronting her about it. That should be interesting. Yeah. We'll see how that goes. She really bothered me and it's so crazy because like, once you know something about someone, you are like, would I have hated her this much if I didn't know this about her? But like this finale, I was so annoyed with her. Mm-hmm. She was so annoying. And I thought it was funny. When Jenny threw the glass and Jen was like, that was cute.
Yeah. She's like, I already did that. But at least Jen, as you know, a hurricane as she can be, she threw it out into the open.
Yes.
Jen like threw it at
Jenny Mary. Which is, I don't blame Mary.
She's not even doing anything to her. She's walking away.
Yes. And also that's the thing is Jenny wasn't even in that conversation and she just bulldozed her way in so obnoxious. I would have gotten up and walked away too. And then I kind of was getting mad because like, I actually was totally on Mary's side. I was like, I wouldn't run from these women. Like,
yeah,
I would have been out of there so
psychotic.
Fast. Yeah.
Because also if Whitney wanted to apologize, let's just say that's the truth. She got up and she followed Mary. She could have told Jenny, hey, stop. I want to have a conversation with this woman, just me and her. And especially after she threw a glass and literally no one gave a fuck. Yeah, I wouldn't be back either.
No. Wait. Also, the way that Mary was like, I want to have a conversation with sober Whitney or just not drunk Whitney. I don't know. Like Whitney, just the way she speaks, I don't know if I would ever be able to tell the difference between drunk and sober Whitney because she just sounds so dumb at all the time. I hate her.
All the time. Like I wrote a dissertation on this, you guys, if you want to read it off the tip. This is why Whitney Rose is the worst cast member, even though Jen Shah is being accused of
felon.
Yeah, an alleged felon. It's just so much. But you know what? This is going to force her to find her own storyline next season. And I hope that it's not about her god-awful putting the spark back into her marriage storyline, because can we talk about that moment between them that was just so, like, cringe isn't even the word. It's just, I wanted to throw up a little bit.
I think I did throw up. I baby puked in my mouth. There was a guy in my high school who just disappeared once in math class, and he was gone for like 20 minutes. And then my math teacher had somebody go check on him and he came back and they both came back together after like 10 minutes. So like a total of 30 minutes. And in high school, you're only in class for like 50 and it's just dead silent when they walk back in. And my teacher's like, Michael, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, I baby puked. What the fuck is that? But it's like, think about it, guys. Like, we all know what a baby puke is. And honestly, I baby puked watching that scene when Whitney, actually, I found it more disgusting when Whitney was like sitting her bare ass on their dining room table
with their children,
where like, their children like
make cookies.
Then I did. Oh, and then also when she poured the champagne down her boobs. And Justin like dove deep into her titties and just like licked it up. I was like, oh, I found that more upsetting than when they were painting with their bodies.
Yeah. It's just like subtle things that happen. That's like, because, okay, it's not that Whitney isn't attractive. It's she's attractive, but she is annoying, one. And two, Justin isn't attractive. So it's just like, I don't want a part of any of this. I don't want to see it. I will go out on a limb. I know that I'm going to get dragged. So drag me on my personal Instagram. Don't drag me on the dip. But I'll go out on a limb and I'd rather see Ashley and Michael Darby than Whitney and Justin. That's how unpopular of an opinion I'm giving.
I think I feel that way too, because Ashley's hot. So it's just like, and doesn't feel so contrived. Yes, it's so contrived with Whitney. And I just didn't like any of it. And I didn't like when she was like, she came quick. I'm like, oh God, you're so gross. Like, we get it. We got the euphemism. The champagne popped and it spilled out. We got it. You don't have to like really like shove it down our throats, which is that, you know, she'd probably be like, ha ha.
Yeah. Another one. Oh my God.
Another one.
Get Whitney Rose the fuck off my screen.
Wait, okay. And then another person who really came quick, Meredith, when she just popped off like that champagne out of nowhere when they're sitting around a high top table at the food truck party. No, food court.
The mall food court 80s non-themed, non-costume party. Yes. Very specific. Thank
you. Who had the best costume for a non-costume party?
I think it was Lisa, but I'm always going to choose Lisa because get that little, the way her dress is at the end, yes. The little, you know, that's giving 80s silhouette, but it was like a modern 80s take. I don't know what Jen Shaw was like wearing. That wasn't
wild.
Anything, you know?
I thought it was really weird when Lisa's son Jack said, whatever covers you up the most. Okay. Creep.
Right? Like, what do you
weird
mean?
To say? Don't say that about your mother. God, he'd have a mouthful to say about Whitney and her lacy lingerie on their dining room table. I actually thought when that scene started that it was going to be her trying to bring a cake out to the hot tub again, just to really bring us full circle from the premiere.
Please.
84 years ago.
If they did that again, I would probably start like a change.org petition. Like, stop. Like, that was enough the first time.
Wait, okay, so Meredith lost her cool. But I gotta say, Seth Marks looked so hot.
Yeah, okay, so Seth is just one of those people. He's funny and goofy, so he's charming, but it just did give me the ick. Like, I get that it's an 80s party.
Oh, because of the Bush thing?
Why do you have on a Reagan Bush shirt? Like, yeah. You know? Pick any other t-shirt after you had an LGBTQIA plus event.
You know what gave me the ick was Brooks and his sister cozying up in like the Badlands. Like,
we don't have to be siblings in this photo. And I'm like, what the fuck is going
on? Where is their other child? Does she just like, do they hate her?
And Andy, isn't there also like another son?
Yeah, oh, is it right? A son?
It's
how
a
many
son.
Kids do they have? It's a son. Okay.
It's a son. I think that's three. The other
is
son
he not an
is
ally?
Older. I think that not as questioning. He's fine as hell. That's all I want to say.
Oh, is
that's
he?
It. Yeah.
But not an
I'll send
ally.
You pics.
Yeah, I'll send me pics. Curious about that because when I saw that, I was like, "Ooh, this feels pointed at the son that's not supporting." His not out brother,
but you know, maybe
oh, but
he
again,
didn't want to wear like one of those silk. He didn't want to wear one of those silk colored, you know,
yeah,
pants and
like
tops
it.
Thing.
I hate when people have serious conversations in costume, and it happens on that is like a staple of the Housewives. Like, I mean, and we all have seen the game night in OC when they're all dressed in the 80s outfits and Vicky is like screaming.
But that's like,
I mean, it's canon. It's iconic, but it's every city. Don't get me wrong. But like here we're watching like Meredith have a very emotional moment with her family while she looks like she just did her makeup for Euphoria cosplay.
It's giving.
It's giving.
And you know what else I noticed though? Like not to bring up the whole she felt kind of New York thing, but Jen also said the same thing. Like Jen repeated that, and Jen wasn't there when Lisa said that.
No,
so I'm wondering what's going on here. Why is everyone saying the same thing here?
I think that it happened. I think Meredith had a good time in New York,
but the thing is, she was single, so like they were separated. So why are people like bringing it up as if they don't have anything to lose?
Well,
because what Meredith was like hinting is that she could tell Sharif something right now. And I'm like, yes. Well, girl, if she knows something about you and y'all were allegedly dating the same man, you're the one who's married and not separated. So I think that you should shut up.
Well, I just think that like, When it comes to Meredith, she kind of gives off this like holier than thou persona.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is what upset her, is like people are trying to discredit that, to muddy that image of her. Even if she was fucking half in New York, which is like, good what for you. There's a lot of people in New York in the Upper East Side. I lived in the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
A lot of handsome people.
Some good, I was just about to say, those are some good men up there.
Yeah, there's some good men out there. So, I mean, and then there's some not good men out there. Tom, D'Agostino.
Well, men Harry in general. Dubin.
Men and why do men?
Why do men? That was another community post. Let me know, guys. Why do men?
Why do men? But the way that she just lost it, I was like, oh, this is gonna be good. And then when we see the preview for next week's reunion part one, I cannot wait. And I'm afraid they're gonna bury the Lisa hot mic moment. But oh, I can't wait to see it, because we know from Watch What Happens Live that they showed them, the cast, that episode, or the whole, the finale, the final like five episodes, the day before the reunion. Yeah. So the venom spewed.
Right. And Lisa's going to walk off and be like, you guys knew what you were doing.
And they
when
did.
You showed that.
They did.
And I'm like,
that's what you signed up for.
Girl, but you were mic'd up. And you said that with so much like anger in your heart. And I get that, because sometimes I just get really pissed off and I word vomit. But then she had the nerve to look like a Victoria's Secret supermodel, open the door, and then give the mic back. Babe, maybe you should be slamming that mic before you literally told.
Oh, that's when you shove it down the toilet and you hope that footage gets lost. I don't know how it works, but I would try everything in my power. You know what I wouldn't do is hand a mic back and go, here's your mic.
Yeah, because then it's like, well, you knew that you were mic'd. So what are we talking about here?
Any other hopes, dreams, anything?
I really want them. The only thing that I really want is for them to cut a lot of what Jenny says out, because it just made the whole finale. Anytime she talked, I got so annoyed.
Me too.
And when she was like, oh, like I'm giving Whitney Houston in her little like red outfit and cheap ass extensions, I'm like, no, Whitney Houston could actually never, so please shut up.
Yeah, that was an insult. We don't talk about the dead like that. Jesus Christ, have some respect.
Exactly. And then, other than that, I want someone to come up with something about Whitney. I need a Whitney takedown season. I'm so sorry, but I'm here.
I just want somebody to be like, you're just so annoying. And you know who that person would have been? Marianne Cosby.
Exactly. That's the last thing that we saw of Miriam Cosby, is literally her laughing at these insane women.
What an accent.
And little did she know that, she's getting a lot of heat online for things that she said.
Sure.
But it is nothing in comparison to what Jenny did. And everyone who looks like they're circling around Jenny is going to look worse because of what happened, and the fact that she skipped the reunion before this even broke. Like, she just made so many choices that she didn't know would be so iconic, because it's just in her nature.
Yep. I mean, I never thought I would say this, but I will miss Miriam Cosby at the reunion. I said that I actually didn't want her to be there, because it's just like, there's no accountability with her. Same thing with Jen, but like, I am curious about the trial. But now I'm like, well, damn it. I am eating my words, and I will scream that from the rooftops. I was wrong. Okay. Sunday night also gave us the penultimate episode of Euphoria, Lexi's play. And
amazing.
It is. I mean, all the Tonys, I hope. I really hope.
My thing is, what fucking high school do they go to? Do they go to the high school in Victorious? Like, where are they building all these sets, like getting these spinning?
Yeah, the budget is that of like, exactly. Like, it's when To Kill a Mockingbird came back on Broadway. Yeah, like the budget is high. And it's like a student, it's like, this is written by a student. You're not even doing Oklahoma, where you have like, this is like, oh, she wrote this in her bedroom. But it's fantastic, of course, scathing. Portrayals of Cassie, Nate, the musical scene.
Love that. I really need a hero.
We love a Footloose moment. And then I just thought, like, all here's the thing. I did watch it and think, wow, like, I consider myself like a semi-intelligent human. I had a really tough time following what was real, what wasn't, what timeline were we in? So that was humbling.
Because it was like, it was real time. Then it was also flashbacks of like back in the day, but also flashbacks of recently, because we saw, you know, Maddie try to beat Cass's ass. Mm-hmm. And then we were also in Dreamland. So mm-hmm. there were just so many elements going on that I didn't know what was really what wasn't until after the scene happened. Yes. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I definitely, once I was able to check in when we pulled back from either a stage or the audience, I never knew. What are you thinking is going to happen to Fez?
I am hoping nothing. I hope that Ashtray is able to intercept. Because I trust Ashtray with Fez's life. I wouldn't say my life, but Fez's life, I trust him.
Do you worry Ashtray is going to like intervene in some way, and it's going to cost him his life, though? I worry about that.
Yeah, little guy. That's what I'm thinking, because I cannot handle a Fez death, but I could see an Ashtray death.
Can you handle an Ali death? That's another theory. I didn't even think of that.
I did not even, you just ruined my day.
I'm so sorry. I know. I saw that and I was like, fuck.
Allison, like, I dead ass did not think of that. Like, that literally, I'm going to scream. Like, I can think of a few people that I can deal with. I can kill off Cal.
Rather Rue die, honestly.
I thought Sis was already dead. Like,
me too. I thought that like a few the
episodes
whole year.
Ago. I'm yeah. like, you know what? I was mentally preparing myself for it.
Yeah.
But
no, I read that people are thinking of it could be Ali, and that if you think about it too, I feel like we've really been spending time on Rue's dad's death so much. And that's how like the last season ended too, with you know, like the whole funeral. And like her, the sweatshirt, and we got the whole backstory of that. I worry it's going to mirror, because Ali has kind of stepped into
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
It cannot be.
Pick your player, Fez or Ali?
Ali.
Wow. Okay.
I hate it had to be him. Would you have chosen Fez?
Oh God. I think I would want Ali to live. I don't like this game. We're done with this.
Like, I'm gonna cry. Ali?
I don't know. It's just a theory.
Listen, Ashtray has to die. Because I
take the kid.
Take the child, even though that child like is great for backup.
I'm sorry that I'd said that.
We gotta get the depressing things out of
the way. Oh, another one was maybe Elliot. I would be fine with that.
I can. Please.
We can part with Elliot.
I have not known him that long. He was five episodes.
Last in, first out. Am I right?
Yes, exactly. Kill Elliot. I know that the thirst is real. He's very handsome.
Kay is like putting the bullet in the gun. She's like, yes. Here. He's right over there.
I'm speaking it into existence. Please have this young teen boy overdose and have Jules have nothing like she deserves. But you know what was really giving? Seeing Cassie dressed as Maddie.
I know.
Every time I saw her sitting there with straight hair and that makeup, it sent me into like a different dimension.
She looks like absolute shit. And that's what makes it so funny, because like she thinks that she's like giving Nate what he wants, but Maddie in turn looks insane. And when she was, but I have to say, and I love Sydney Sweeney as a person, as an actor, though she knocked it out of the park. When she, first of all, the whole scene in general, when she walks into the bathroom and is crying and the camera catches her in one mirror, but then she goes to another mirror and she forces that smile on her face with one tear that runs down her cheek into her open smile mouth was out of this world. Sydney Sweeney is like earning her Emmy nomination this
Joaquin
season.
Phoenix who? Joker who?
Joker who? Put Sydney Sweeney's ass on some stairs and have her dance down them, because you know what?
Exactly.
She's going to do a great job.
You know what else is crazy? I think that people are missing, like, obviously there's a Cassie versus Maddie debate, and obviously I'm always going to be Team Maddie because I just am.
I would die for her.
The kind of girl I am. They've done a great job of humanizing Maddie also this episode, this season.
Oh, I loved when she was banging on the door and it was like, I love when she threatens Cassie, but when she was just visibly just hurt, I was like,
yeah, Alexa, this is Debbie, literally about coach. Us. Like, I would, when she said, I would never do that to you, I was like, damn.
I know.
But I think what people are also missing is that Nate doesn't really want Maddie or Cassie. He wants Jules.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
So it's just like, how ironic. He literally walks out and he's like, oh, that play is homophobic as fuck. Like, really? That's the problem here, babes.
When he said that, I was like, oh.
I laughed. Huh. Really?
What do you think is going to happen with Lori? Where is she?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I've had a great time, like, not being terrified by her.
I know.
Like, she's terrifying. Think that's where, like, even though I had anxiety when Fez broke my, I don't know, he broke my heart. He was like, do you think other people will find me handsome too? And I was like, what? Are you kidding me right now? But I had anxiety during that part because it's like, oh my God, what's going to happen? It was foreshadowing, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like, other than that, like my anxiety comes from Lori.
From Lori, I know.
You know what was funny? People were saying that she sounds like Kim, not Kim, Kourtney Kardashian.
And I'm like, the monotone voice. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I mm-hmm. hear that. That's a good one. I do think there's been so many theories all around this season that I like, obviously not all of them are going to happen. I would like to see at least one come true, whether that be like Ashtray is like the other Jacob's child, or Lori and Nate's mom are sisters, or I don't know. There's just been so, or Maddie made a copy of the Cal Jewels video. Like,
that would have been the first thing. I know I'm evil, but first thing. That would have been the first thing. No, you thing always that back I up. Did.
Always back up.
Mm-hmm. Always. She had to give like a performance saying that, okay, it's in my purse. That's the only copy. I would have let him blow his brains out and clean it up. Like, sorry, I'm not giving up that. If it was really the only copy, I'd be like, well, do it, babes. It's me or you.
Oh my God. I can't. I mean, I will say, I mentioned this on the podcast. I had to take a break from it because it was getting so heavy.
Yeah.
And the hummingbird episode, the one where Zendaya was at Lori's, was just too much for me. But this episode was fantastic and I can't wait till the finale. Other finales to look forward to this week. Friday is the final episode of Love is Blind. I can't believe it's coming on so fast. 3 weeks, flash in the pan. Kaya, you caught up this weekend?
Yeah. I was actually telling you guys like in our meeting that I could not get into Love is Blind like that. And then I just sat down, forced myself to watch it. I'm obsessed.
You're obsessed. Prediction.
Who do you think should get married? Because me personally, I don't see a single person who should get married.
I think my couple that I love is Ayana and Jarrett. So
I love them.
I think that they have a lot of shit to figure out. And I'm not actually that concerned about like he likes to party, because I'm like, he's gonna grow out of that shit. Like,
on top of that, he's the one who's like pushing for wanting kids. So
I just think that they have a lot of like more personal things to deal with, but I do think that their families seem like their families meeting, or I should say them meeting each other's families, felt the most organic to me. Mm-hmm. I just worry Ayana has like a lot of like abandonment issues that I totally understand from her experiences, that I don't want her to attach herself to somebody who maybe isn't as in it, but I do really think that he is in it with her. Everyone else can rot in hell. Everybody is who's shipping Nick and Danielle. Are you fucking blind?
I don't get it. And also people are coming around to Shane and Natalie. And I'm like, he's the scum on the bottom of her shoe.
Of the shoe. He is, first of all, I'm going to just say it. I don't think he's on drugs, but boy could fool me. The way he acts like that kid in your second grade classroom who hasn't been diagnosed with ADHD yet, right, isn't on medicine.
God, get him some Ritalin.
You're all just waiting because you're just like, get this kid on the fucking Rit. And we're just waiting and waiting. His eyes.
His eyes. I was just about to say it's his eyes that like creep me the entire fuck out.
Yeah.
Please.
But speaking of the fam, yeah, just keep your fucking eyes closed. Just close speaking them. Of family, though, I did think that whole family thing. And when the moms met at the wedding dress shop, I was like, that's adorable. But that's just not, doesn't look like it's going to go well for them.
These people should not be getting married.
I just want to touch back down on Nick and Danielle. Mm-hmm. Because Nick.
Could talk about him all day.
I think he's hiding something, and that's all I'll say.
I think that he has, you know what? I'll say it. I'll be the Lisa Rinna. I think that he's hiding major anger issues. And you know, things that come along with anger issues, because there is no reason that every single like comment should turn into an argument. And I get that Danielle has her own insecurities that
she needs a lot of therapy.
And then she also needs to quote unquote grow up. I don't see the immaturity because like I thought that was fucking cool. The hot dog suit. Like
he was in the hot dog suit.
But just him in general.
I think he's hiding something, and I think that manifests in anger. Oh, I have an idea, but I just think that like him attacking Danielle for her, like you said, immaturity because she plays Guitar Hero or Rock Band. Like, I mean, look, I don't play those, but I know many very mature married couples who still have Rock Band in their basement. So I'm like, that's lame. She also,
and then he's also just so tidy, and she's like, her house isn't a dump. It's a dump, and it's okay.
I thought her couches were weird, though. I will say, like those were weird couches.
Not like a dirty, you know.
No, place. Not at all. And then I just also, I'm not trying to rip on Danielle, but like, is she contouring her face with black eyeshadow? Have you noticed that?
I didn't know what was going on. I just know there are some dark tones. There are some light tones.
I just like don't know what's
people
happening.
People have their own like routine. Their own routine, and
I just would say like we could go to Sephora for a better color match because it just doesn't feel right. And then okay, the other couples. I mean, obviously Shayna and Kyle were never going to happen. I don't even know why. Like, it actually is weird to me that he was so dead set on like trying to make it work when they had like the biggest fundamental disagreement that I think you could ever have, which is if God is real. And, the other,
never worked.
Who are the other couples? Oh, what do you think of Deeps and Shake?
Deeps needs to run the other
way. Run.
Don't She's way back. Too good for him. Way too good for
of
him.
Of course. And when he said the aunt comment, well, I mean, this is after he already said the concert comment, which I'll never forgive him for, because that is everything I need to know about him. That's everything I need to know. But when he said that, like, he feels attracted to her the same way he does his aunt, I'm paraphrasing, I was like, you can't marry this girl. I would be so embarrassed if I found out my husband said that about me.
Watching this back, if I chose to marry him, I need an annulment. I need a divorce.
Get me out of it. I mean, this is why it's like, I get that everything is escalated and, you know, sometimes you need to slow down in other parts of your relationship to really focus on the connection. But like, the sex thing is kind of a big deal in this moment.
A huge deal because even in the pods, he was just talking about physical features and physical attractions. So for you to go from the pod to literally talking about like how you're not really attracted to her, to then like compare her to your aunt and then trying to get couples massages. It's just giving me like a roller coaster that she needs to get off of, yeah, because the first signal is that they have not had sex and they're about to get married.
Yeah.
Which, like, again, shout out to all the people who want to wait, but that's a red flag.
Shout out to the people who want to wait. But I agree. I think that, like, he's probably more physically attractive, and Deeps is beautiful. So this has nothing to do with her and everything to do with him. More physical attraction to fucking Nick in a corn cob costume. Right. And it's just like, she doesn't deserve that. She deserves to be made to feel like a fucking queen. And it just makes me angry to see him talking about her like this. Oh, I just feel so bad.
But it's weird. I don't understand why he doesn't break it off, because he's talking about moving in with her and how, like, she's his best friend, literally his best friend. Why won't he just, like, let her go? And also, as far as physicality, like, he's not the hottest guy in the room. So it's just weird to me.
No, and his personality makes him even uglier. Worse, like, it makes him worse. Like, the shallowness is way more telling than anything physical. Okay. And then the last couple, Mal and Sal. Mallory
and Salvador. They have no chemistry whatsoever. I don't want to see them on my screens. I don't even want to see them realize that they're not made for each other. They're the least interesting to look at, paraphrasing Kim Kardashian. I'm over Mal and Sal completely.
I agree. The way I got the ick for somebody, I was never even un-icked. When he started singing.
And singing loud AF.
Yeah, I swear to God, Kaya, it's like repulsed, disgusted. Like, oh.
And it's not even when they were singing outside. Like, it was when he was singing and his roommate was also singing along. Yeah. That is like my worst nightmare.
And then also when he sang opera in the pods, I would have died. I would have walked out of the room and let him just keep going, like, truthfully.
I know that's not my person.
That is not for me.
And you guys, I've been on here, I think every time I've been on here, I've been able to mention my love for Mamma Mia. And I think that says a lot about my love for musicals. Yes, so
same.
I love a musical, I don't want to live with a musical.
I love musicals, but let me tell you this, love may be blind, it ain't deaf.
Period. Nope. Can we leave it at that? Because that was perfect.
Yeah. You guys, thank you so much for joining me and Kaya on this roller coaster of a journey. One thing that I wanted to ask you really quickly, Kaya, did you watch the first part of the Kanye documentary?
No, I'm saving it.
You're going to do all three at one time?
Yeah, okay. Because I just want 3 hours of Kanye. I am still a Kanye fan. Everyone tells me that this documentary is amazing.
I've heard it's amazing.
I see clips of Donda and I just get it. Yeah. So I cannot wait. Maybe I'll be back here.
We'll have you come back when it's, we'll have you come back after so you can give us the full review, because I would love to get into it, because I was at a friend's house yesterday and they said it was awesome. And not people who are like my one friend is an actuary. No, shout out to the actuaries out there, but she's kind of boring. I love her to death. She's one of my best friends. But she loved it. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is maybe like actually fantastic. So we'll have you come back for a review of that. You guys, bless up on Fez. Let's pray for Fez. Let's pray for Ali.
Pray for Ali.
Throw
especially.
Ashtray to the fucking wolves.
But if we can, okay, so you, Sam Levinson, I know that you already filmed, wrote, produced.
But we know you're listening to this.
But you might have alternate endings. So I want you to choose the alternate ending where Elliot overdoses and dies. And that's it. I'm sorry. Like, I cannot spare anyone else on this show. No. I am not mentally prepared for it.
Yeah, I agree. Again, reminder, you guys, you can talk about all of this with us on The Dip using our new community feature. Use promo code QUESO for 95% off your first year subscription. And until next week, when we'll have to talk about all of the trauma that we've endured through Euphoria, through Summer House. Right. We didn't even talk about Summer House. You know, really, really quickly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you like after we finished recording.
No, I just want, your a quick take on Summer House, Kyle Stye, like the bondage party.
Kyle's diet is giving me situational anxiety because I don't exactly know what it is.
Wait, but I do have a funny joke about it. And I said it to Kaya over Slack, but in Ken Todd from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills voice, please just take this as at surface level. Sty Kyle.
And the girls who get it. And the girls who don't will never.
Never.
Yeah, so his style gives me situational anxiety. And I love Amanda, but she has definitely come off as annoying this episode. I'm sorry. Like, the amount of times she said Kyle, and it's just like her treating him like a toddler, and he has to be treated like a toddler, I guess, because he kind of acts like one. But they just do not belong together. And you can really see how annoyed Kyle is with her. And they still got married, which is why they're overcompensating on Instagram, if you want to go down their timeline.
Yep.
As far as the BDSM party, like, what was that? Was that, like that gave me Candy's bringing Bolo out at, like, Cynthia's bachelorette party. Like, there are so many things happening. Sierra's kissing Carl, which was interesting, while Carl is dating another woman.
Mackenzie from Love Island.
Oh my God, that's her?
That's her. Mackenzie Dittman. We have an article on her on the Dip. Check it out, everyone.
That is very iconic. I wonder how Lindsay would have reacted to that.
I know.
It's because she wasn't there.
No. But him and Mackenzie did kind of date for a little bit. I remember that was a thing.
Yeah. I just didn't know that was her from Love Island. It didn't register for some reason.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so them making out, I don't know. I feel like they have chemistry, but I also feel like him and Maya have chemistry.
Oh, God, I love Maya so much. I need them to, like, I don't know, I'm kind of into the idea of Luke and Maya.
Yeah, Luke and Maya, but also Carl and Maya.
Okay. You know what? Everyone and Maya. Except everyone for Alex. I would never do that to her.
You know what? I feel like I'm coming around to Alex because he's just one of those guys who are, I don't know, he just kind of is the way he is. Sure. He's shy.
You are not about that.
He's shy. He cares about his physical build. And
that's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's his personality. And here's the thing.
And I've accepted it for like, I've accepted that. Like, you just are who you are. And I don't think that this Alex and Sierra storyline is real, but I do think that this Carl and Sierra storyline is real because when Sierra even walked on the scene, Carl was there.
Yeah. Yeah. We all remember it well. my final thoughts on Sty Kyle is he should have just fucking worn sunglasses to that wedding planning meeting. That was disgusting. And I'm going to knock on wood because I don't want to get a sty for saying this.
Stop. Like, what is, okay, can you tell me what a sty is?
I think it's like an infection in your eye, or maybe it's like if you get like a little pus bubble in your eye. I'm sorry for saying pus.
Oh my God.
Yeah, gross. It's like, I think it's like if you have like a little, like it's just like a little pimple.
I've heard about it, and like some of my friends got it.
Yeah,
but I've never gotten one.
Well, knock on wood, because I am going to just say, just wear the sunglasses. We don't want to see that. We turn on Bravo to watch pretty people be pretty.
If I wanted to see that, I would go on Dr. Pimple Popper.
And if you're suffering from a sty and listening to this and you're like, screw Allison, that's so mean. I'm not saying this about you. I'm saying this about somebody who is a star and honestly, a featured player, main storyline. On a television show. And I also don't need you to come at me being like, it's nice to see my style represented on TV. No.
I don't want to see that. No. I don't want to see it at all. If it was like a disability or something, absolutely. But this is something that you can clear up.
Although I will say,
wait for it to pass.
A sty, I would prefer a sty over somebody who gets pink eye. Because then I'm just like, you have poop in your eye. So on that note, you guys, we will finally wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening. Again, use promo code QUESO. You'll pay $3 for the first year and you can talk about conjunctivitis. You can talk who just think makes me think of Justin Bieber, who recently had to cancel his concerts because he got COVID.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. And we'll be back next week. And thank you guys so much. And make sure to tell Kaya that 5 to 7 days to prepare to go for a night out is too long on thedip.com. Bye. Cheers.
Bye.